Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. I know your English will improve today. Well, my name is Rebecca. Have you ever wanted to leave your home country and travel to a small island out in the middle of nowhere? If this is to you, today is your chance, as we'll be learning about some small islands in a lesson called The Forgotten Pharaohs. I wonder why they are called the Forgotten Pharaohs. This could be a very exciting place to visit. We are going to learn all about the Faroe Islands today. We will even try to answer the following questions. Are you ready for these questions? First, where are the Faroe Islands located? That's a good question. You're going to want to know that if you want to visit these islands. Next, how many islands are there? And what makes these islands special? Friends, make sure you open up your magazines because it's time for us to go learn about the Faroe Islands. Let's go.
The Forgotten Pharaohs. Great gifts in little and little known packages. Just a short flight from the United Kingdom lie Denmark's Faroe Islands, 18 hidden isles of striking nature and culture. Memorable country. Many tourists go to the Faroes to enjoy the region's breathtaking geography, which is often reachable by brief hikes. Just 45 minutes on a winding path takes people to a little Keller lighthouse, which offers a view of five islands. The island's highest peak, Slateratindr, boasts a view of not only several other islands, but on a clear day, Iceland.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 isle 这个名词。Isle 是指岛屿，例如 We sail to the isle and sunbathed on the beach. 我们航行到那个岛屿上，而且在海滩上做日光浴。Isle 其实和 island (ISLAND) 没有非常大的差别。一般来说 ，isle 可能面积比较小，或者是 isle 多半是用在地名上面。例如 ,we stayed at a bed and breakfast when we went to the Isle of Skye in Scotland. 我们去苏格兰的凯斯岛的时候住在一家民宿。接下来我们看 memorable 这个形容词 ,M-E-M-O-R, 这个字根是指记忆。A-B-L-E 这个字尾是指可以，所以 memorable 是指难忘的或者是值得纪念的。例如 ,Cindy's sweet 16th birthday party was a memorable occasion for her.Cindy 甜蜜16岁的生日派对对她而言是相当值得纪念的一件事。或者是 The actress's performance as a patient with Alzheimer's was truly memorable. 这位女演员饰演一位阿兹海默症病患的演出实在令人难忘。
Have you ever remembered the Forgotten Pharaohs, Rebecca?
Have I ever remembered the Forgotten Pharaohs?
Or have you always forgotten the Forgotten Pharaohs?
How can I remember something that's...forgotten.
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, our lesson is called The Forgotten Pharaohs. Now, it's about the Faroe Islands. And really, the name for these islands is not, of course, the Forgotten Pharaohs. But our lesson says this because maybe a lot of people don't know about the Faroe Islands. They seem like a wonderful place to visit, wonderful islands with lots of scenery, lots of things to see.But a lot of people don't know about them, so they are the Forgotten Pharaohs.
And there's a fun word that we want to talk about. Great gifts in little and little known packages. That's right. I think you guessed it. We want to talk about those two little words, little known. If something is little known, this just means that it is not widely known. It's not known very well. And I've got an example right here. Gabe, would you like to hear it?
Rebecca,
Okay, good. Here it is. I would say that Taiwan is a little-known vacation place for many people in the West. Oh? I didn't know much about Taiwan until I came.
You're right. Sometimes when you go back to tell people about where you live, they ask, so how is Thailand?
You know, they do. Yeah, how's the food in Thailand?
It's kind of upsetting that people don't know about Taiwan. Because Thailand is known for its beaches. It's more well-known, right? The opposite of little-known, of course, is well-known. Now, there could be well-known places, well-known people, little-known places, little-known people. Like, for example, mm-hmm. Do you know about the little-known John Crowley?
Gabe! He's not little-known. He's well-known. He's a television director. Have you ever heard of Closed Circuit?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Well, he is well-known, I guess. I didn't know as much about him as you did. But other people might be more well-known, like, say, some leaders of countries like Obama is a well-known leader, right?
That's right. Well, anyway, just a short flight from the kingdom, from the United Kingdom, lie Denmark's Faroe Islands, 18 hidden isles of striking nature and culture.
Well, hold on a second.
Yes?
Speaking of Denmark, mm-hmm. I wonder how Denmark played a role in the English language. Well, I think Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share about this. In the info cloud, let's inform ourselves.
How could something that happened over 1,000 years ago in a land far away mean anything to us today? Well, in the 8th century, the Danes from Northern Europe began invading Eastern England. This put the English people in great danger.
It put the English language in great danger, too. If the Danes couldn't be stopped, their Old Norse language could eventually dethrone English and become the language of the land.
Fast forward to the year 878, when a courageous English prince named Alfred faced the Danes at the Battle of Edington.
Alfred and his army decidedly defeated the Danes. The English kingdom was saved.
And so was English. This pivotal battle reverberates down to us today because a loss to the Danes could very well have spelled the death of the young English language.
Meaning we wouldn't be here right now speaking English with all of you. We'd be speaking Danish or Norwegian.
Right. The English people were so grateful to Alfred for this victory that they honored him with the title Savior of the English Language. And still today, of all the kings of England, Alfred is the only one called the Great.
不知道你能否想象 Danish 丹麦语 而不是英语 是世界通用的语言 听起来很荒谬 但如果我们研究历史 就会发现 它其实差一点发生 在8世纪的时候 丹麦人发动了对英格兰的战争 并取得了胜利 丹麦人当年讲的话是 Old Norse language 古诺尔斯语 也就是古北欧语 若是丹麦人无法被阻挡 Old Norse 就会取代当时的 Old English 到了西元878年 一个英勇的英国王子 Alfred 他在 Battle of Edington 爱丁顿战役中 打败了丹麦人 后来 Alfred 进攻伦敦 所有不接受丹麦统治的英格兰人 都拥戴他为国王 后来呢 英国人相当感激这位 不但收复了国土 而且拯救了英语的人 他们给予他一个头衔 Alfred the Great 这就是今天的Info Cloud 我们下次云端见
Thank you guys. Well, I am glad that the English language did not die. Well, it's time for us to talk about this memorable country. We read, many tourists go to the Faroes to enjoy the region's breathtaking geography, which is often reachable by brief hikes. Now let's talk about this word, reachable. If something is reachable, this just means that it is a place that it is possible for you to reach.
Exactly.、Mm-hmm. It's accessible. It's not too difficult to get somewhere. We can use this word in different contexts, though. For example, someone could be reachable by phone. That means you can contact them just by giving them a phone call. Or maybe somebody is not reachable by phone. Maybe you need to try to contact them through Facebook or something like that. They're reachable through Facebook, but not reachable by phone.
Ah, excellent example. However, I was thinking about this island, Catalina、mm-hmm. Island, which is near California. This is an island that is either reachable by boat or by airplane. There is no way that you can walk there or drive there.
Okay, so it's not as easy as maybe hiking up one of these mountains in the Faroe Islands, but it's still reachable nonetheless. Well, we read here that it's reachable. These places are reachable by brief hikes. That means you don't have to hike very long to see wonderful scenery.
And we read in our lesson, just 45 minutes on a winding path.Brings people to this little lighthouse. It's the Kalur Lighthouse. And it offers views of 5 of the islands. I'd love to go on that hike.
Well,
winding paths?
Yes, and that's not the only thing.
Oh, yes.
You see lots of stuff here, okay? The island's highest peak, let's see if I can pronounce this correctly, Slateratindr. Yes.
That sounded great, Gabe.
Thank you. Did it sound Danish?
It sounded very Danish.
Faroe-ish? Okay,、yeah. here we go. Slateratindr boasts a view of not only several other islands, but on a clear day, Iceland. So you could even see the country Iceland in the distance if it's a clear day. Well, we do have more to learn, so stay
tuned. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Have you ever had an interest in visiting a forgotten island? If so, you just might be interested in visiting one of the 18 Faroe Islands. That's right, just a short flight from the United Kingdom will bring you to these amazing islands. And we've already learned a little bit about these islands. There's a lot to do. There's some hiking, some amazing views, and on a clear day from the highest peak on this island, guess what? You can even see Iceland. Well, we still have more to learn, so let's continue with our reading.
The Forgotten Faroes. Rock and land formations are also of great interest in the Faroes. A famous site is the Risin and Killinan sea stacks, two rock columns rising out of the ocean. Legend claims that they were a giant and a witch who turned to stone when they were trying to steal the Faroes. Another unique spot in the Faroes is the archipelago's largest lake, which is a popular spot for boat rides. The lake filters directly out into the ocean by the 35-meter Bas de la Fosser waterfall.
OK, 接下来我们看 legend 这个名词。legend 在这里是指传说或传奇故事。例如 ,the boy is fascinated by all the Hawaiian legends. 这个男孩对夏威夷各种传奇故事非常的入迷。legend 也指传奇人物。例如 ,B.B. King's talent and skills made him a blues legend. B.B. King 的才华与技巧让他成为蓝调音乐的传奇人物。它的形容词是字尾加上 ary 变成 legendary。例如 ,Robin Hood never existed, he was just a legendary character. 罗宾汉从来没有存在过，他只是一个传说小说中的人物。最后我们看 filter 这个动词 ,filter 在这里是指渗入或缓慢流入。例如 ,the water from the car wash filters to a recycling system, so it can be reused. 洗车场的水流入回收系统，所以可以再使用。Filter 也可以指滤出或滤过，例如 the windshield was tinted so it can filter out UV rays. 这个挡风玻璃有加上颜色，可以过滤紫外线。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. And we read on in this section, rock and land formations are also of great interest in the Faroes. And if something is of great interest, that means lots of people are interested in it. It's not just one or two people that might be kind of interested. No, lots of people are really interested. Okay, so these rock and land formations are of great interest in the Faroes.
And let's continue here with our lesson. We see a famous site. We're going to talk about some famous sites here. A famous site is the Rhesene and Killinene stacks, which are two rock columns rising out of the ocean.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it does.
I want to see that.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I have an idea. You just need to go to the Faroe Islands, and then you can see these amazing rock formations.
That's right. I'm sure that's very easy and cheap. I just need to go to the Faroe Islands.
As simple as that. Well, our lesson says, legend claims that they were a giant and a witch who turned to stone when they were trying to steal the pharaohs. You know, this sounds a lot like the story Chronicles of Narnia. You know the story Chronicles of Narnia where the witch turned the good people into stone?
Yes, yes. Yeah, the Chronicles of Narnia. That's a fun series of movies and books, of course. And there was a witch in that story. And yeah, I guess this idea, there's this legend, of course. Some legends are true, but friends, of course this legend in our lesson is not true. This rock column is not a giant, and the other rock column is not really a witch, but it's kind of fun. These kind of stories bring people's imaginations to life.
That's right. Well, in our lesson, we see another unique spot in the Faroes is the archipelago. Archipelago.
Archipelago?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I used to grow up saying archipelago.
Did you really?
But you know what I heard recently? It's pronounced archipelago.
Well, that's how I grew up saying it, too.
Yeah.
And so...
And what is an archipelago? Well, it's a group of islands. And friends, just to give you an idea of what the Faroe Islands looks like, here it is. Of course, without the red and blue. This is a fun picture of the archipelago, the Faroe Islands. However, if you can see a map, if you look up the Faroe Islands, you'll notice that it's a lot closer to Great Britain than it is to Denmark. And you can see that Iceland really is not too far away from this archipelago. So I guess it is possible to see Iceland from that high peak.
And of course, in our lesson, we see that there's a large lake here, which is very popular for boat rides. I actually enjoy boating. If you go on a boat ride, you can also say that you are going boating. And sometimes, if you have a boat and you go boating, there are other type of water activities that you can do with the boat. Let's talk about some of those different water activities. Let's see. Ah, the first one that comes to my mind is water skiing. Dave, have you ever been water skiing?
I have not been water skiing, although it does look fun. Of course, water skiing is like skiing. You have two skis. It's kind of like skiing down a mountain, right? It's that idea, but you're being pulled along by a boat. Rebecca, have you ever been water skiing?
I actually have been water skiing. And for people who have seen a water skier, it actually does look really easy, but it's more difficult than it looks. It requires a lot of strength in your arms, and you have to know how to balance yourself on the water. Because if a big wave comes, you might just fall right on over.
Well, what about another water sport? It's kind of like skiing, but instead of two skis, there's like a board you're standing on, just one board. What's the name of that water sport?
You're thinking of wakeboarding, Gabe.
Yes, wakeboarding. Now, Rebecca.
Yes.
I have been wakeboarding.
Oh, awesome. Did you get up?
Once. Yes, I tried many times, but I succeeded in getting up on the wakeboard for a few seconds before I fell back down into the water. Now, this word wake, this is waves caused by something, okay? So, of course, you're being dragged along by this boat. The boat is creating these waves. That is the wake. That's why you have the name wakeboard.
I actually prefer wakeboarding over water skiing. I feel like it's easier and more enjoyable. But for those of you who don't enjoy water skiing or wakeboarding, or would rather just enjoy the ride, you can try tubing.
Oh, yes. Tubing really doesn't require a whole lot of skill. All you have to do is sit in a tube. It looks like a big car tire, right? And you get pulled along on the water. Rebecca, where did you find that picture?
Where did I find that picture?
That's hilarious. Was that you in the tube?
Oh, no, no. I have been tubing, but that is not me in the picture. Anyway, friends, these are some great water sports that I'd encourage you to try.
All right, well, right now it's time for something fun. A review skit.
Those are fun.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to my travel agency. Where would you like to go?
I'm looking for a short flight from the United Kingdom.
Ah, I know just the place. Denmark's Faroe Islands.
Faroe Islands?
Yes. 18 hidden isles of striking nature and culture.
Well, why do people visit the Faroe Islands?
Well, tourists go to enjoy the region's breathtaking geography.
Oh, would it be a relaxing and easygoing trip?
It could be, but I recommend this. A 45-minute hike on a winding path.
Oh, where does the winding path take you?
To a little Kalor lighthouse, which offers a view of 5 of the islands.
Wow, well, that sounds pretty nice.
And if you feel up to the challenge, you can tackle Slateratindor.
Wow, that's a long and difficult name. What is so special about that place?
Well, it is the island's highest peak. On a clear day, you can see not only several other islands, but Iceland.
Iceland? Wow, what a great place. All right, book me a ticket for there.
Okay. Oh, and be sure to visit the famous rock formations.
Rock formations?
Yes. Legends claim that there was a giant and a witch who turned to stone when they were trying to steal the pharaohs.
Oh, wow. Well, I want to go there, but I'll be careful not to steal any islands.
Wow, this was such an exciting lesson all about the Faroe Islands. Hey, Gabe, you ready to go?
Well, not yet, but I am ready to learn about remarkable wildlife next, right here at
Studio Classroom.
We'll see you next time.